fly. No, you never crash if you don't try. Took it to the edge, now I know I'm never gonna live if you're too scared to die. Gonna disconnect from the hardwire.
Hey everyone, welcome to another edition of the Absolute Goop Podcast, which has now been 6 months, Jen?
Yeah, something like that.
Six months. I'm Manny, that's Jen.
I'm Jen. Still, look, even after 6 months.
She's still Jen.
I'm still here.
I'm still Annie. We're in our almost post-quarantine quarter, although I'm crammed in a little guest room, but on top of laying here,
Just the little guest room.
The little guest room. Yeah, we have moved. We've had a lot go on the last few months since we did one of these.
You're a mover and a shaker. Busy, busy, busy.
No, we did what I said I wouldn't do ever do, but we moved to the burbs. And so it's been a whole trip, man. Learning to the pop pop noises actually are fireworks at night.
Oh, that's cool.
Was a surprise. Oh yeah, it was really interesting. What else? People leave stuff outside and don't think it's going to be stolen.
What?
Yeah, it's really interesting. But when we first moved to back to Chicagoland, we leased because we hadn't been here for a long time and we weren't sure where we wanted to live. And our landlord was like, I will never sell the house. So that's great. Yeah. So a few months ago, he's like, yeah, I'm selling the house. So bye. So we had to find a place and we did. And so we're sort of settled. I don't have any kind of office or anything set up yet, hopefully by tomorrow. So I am laying on the bed in a guest room.
If you had a dollar for every time you were laying on a bed in a guest room,
I would probably be able to afford the desk sooner. But yeah, Jen is still in her little office, although she's been playing with Skype backgrounds now. So looks like she's in a really snazzy hotel or something. Or maybe you're in a really snazzy hotel. I don't know.
If I had a dollar. No.
Yeah, we're sane. So it's been a long 6 months. I've gone a little crazy, gone through a big time depression, missed my kids tremendously, all that kind of thing. Cut my hair myself. That was successful.
Ooh.
How are you doing, Jen? What have you been up to? Well, like, I don't talk to you every day, but they don't know.
I didn't move. I'm still here. I still get the crime app alerts every five. Alerts on my phone for the neighborhood every 5 minutes. My favorite, you know what seems to happen a lot in my neighborhood? There's always a woman going after someone with a brick.
Oh, that's different.
I get that alert all the time. Mm-hmm. Woman with a brick threatening man. And I'm like, where is this, the same couple? Is this her MO? Is it like my neighborhood, there's just like bricks around that people are just getting pissed? Like, I can't take it anymore. I'm bricking you. I don't know. So no, I'm in the same house, and I've started, like, at this point I'm just full on. It's kind of like my fashions. It's kind of like a mix between like Mrs. Roper, Frances McDormand, and like a hippie that lives I don't know, somewhere up near in Oregon with like a bunch of wind chimes in her forest house.
Hey, that was my house in Washington. Shut up.
So if you could get an idea of that, that says there's no pants ever going on my legs again. I'm just this is it. Just,
well, and you're back to work. You're working from home, and
yeah, well, yeah, just, but that my working never has nothing to do with the pandemic. Well, I mean,
no, but it sounds good to say you're back to work. So.
So they think that I just do it.
Jen's employed again.
I'm always employed. I just work certain times and then don't work other times. I'm still employed.
There you go. Yeah.
But
we have feast or famine.
Yeah. But yeah, it makes it sound like I'm not useless all day long.
Oh, shut up. Yeah.
But yeah, that's it. I don't want to see bras or pants or.
Yeah. Well. Good luck with that. Yeah, so we have a new president in office. I've actually had a human cut my hair.
What?
And yell at me. That was great.
At the same time? That's...
Yeah. She's like, you've been cutting your hair. And I'm like, it's been a year. Yes.
Oh, I thought it was kind of like one of those like specialty salons. Like, you know how if you go to that Dick's... What's that place called? Dick's... Crap. You know what I'm talking about.
I'm just letting you struggle. It's so much fun to watch.
It's a restaurant chain with Dick's in the title, and they yell at you.
This must be a Baltimore thing, because I don't know what you're talking about.
No, because we were sitting outside of one in Boston one time. It's like, I keep wanting to say Krabby Dick's, but I don't think that's it. But I know, this sounds bad, I know Dick's is in the title.
Yep, nothing's changed. Go ahead,
and
Jen.
And the waiters, like, yell at you. They're like, really, they're like, that's their thing. They're like rude and sarcastic, and they yell at you. And I, because my daughter always said, if I was going to be a waitress, I should get a job there.
There you go. Jen sent me a great meme today. What did it say, Jen?
It said, before coffee, I hate people. After coffee, I feel better about hating people.
There you go. That's pretty much Jen in a nutshell right there. But
I got to look up the sticks.
I just can't. All right. Can we talk about the band?
We can. I got a new sofa. I got a new sofa.
Oh, you did get a new sofa.
I did. It's not here yet because they said it'll be like 16 to 20 weeks before delivery.
20 weeks? Wow.
We went and ordered it in March. Not here yet. Tomorrow's June 1st.
That's a lot.
Yeah, they said it was going to be like 16 to 20 weeks. So
my desk better damn well come tomorrow. I tell you, I don't know what to do with myself without an art space and an office space because I'm a baby. So
you're like,
both of those are getting set up. What?
You're like Jan on The Office, where she has an office and a workspace. She has the two different rooms, and they're like, you have an office and a workspace? Yeah, I can't think. I can't create in my workspace.
I can't. So that's almost set up, but yeah. All right, we're just yakking, so all right. We should talk about band stuff. About Goo Goo Dolls stuff.
Okay.
She's just staring at me.
No, Jen, I was trying to find that restaurant.
You're Googling that damn restaurant, aren't you?
Yes.
Oh, Jen. All right, well, since you've been gone, no Kelly Clarkson, since we last had a podcast, lots and lots has happened in Goo Goo Dolls Land, which is...
So like Disneyland?
North of Buffalo, yeah.
So like Disneyland? People walk around with like ears on, like with the band's face on the ears.
Chictawaga, like, yeah, yeah. So we've got an EP that came out.
We do. It's called EP 21.
There you go. Pretty catchy title there. And little bunny drawings everywhere, courtesy of John. Those are cute. I didn't quite understand what was happening at first.
I never understand what's happening, but I just go with it.
You go with the flow. I like that. So we had what? As I Am.
Feel the Silence. Happiest of Days. And Bulletproof Angel. Acoustic.
So there's kind of a weird thing going on right now on the Goo Goo Dolls website. If you want to download a copy of the EP for yourself, which we edited the part where I said, get your physical copy, and Jen picked on me because I'm old. You have to go to merch on GooGooDolls.com. It isn't actually showing up right now under music. So head over and check out under merch. And then you can score some of that bunny merch too. The same time,
score some of that bunny merch.
The bunny merch, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think the bunny also has an Instagram or something where you can follow him.
Yeah, does. I Doing haven't things. Really done that, but
yeah, it's
but
there,
I
though.
Advise everybody else too. It's fun. Yeah, it's very fun.
Okay,
I'm just bad about using Instagram, so.
And then the other news we've had, which, yeah, I know a lot of people are bummed about, but it's for the best in the long run, is that the tour has been rescheduled until next summer of 2022.
Yeah, I feel bad about that. They were going to say it a lot earlier, but they were trying to not announce it until all the rescheduled dates were set. And then it became apparent that that was going to take too long, that people really needed to know. So the new dates will be out pretty soon. And that was sad, but You know, it's so complicated. It isn't just like I've gotten some crap from people where they're saying, you know, how come other bands are going out and blah, blah, blah. Well, a lot of bands are talking about are either doing short tours or are in different types of venues and stuff. But this is a huge scheduling thing. They want to be safe. And it was kind of a situation where if you're, I know I'm, I talk with my hands, so this is hard to do. But if you, you know, say you go one night in this state and that place is only allowing 50%. And then the next night you go to another place and maybe it's full. And then the next three shows after that, those places aren't even allowing concerts yet. And then the one after that, it's only at 40%. It was just,
yeah.
It just was a mess, man. It was a mess. So, you know.
Well, I mean, I know that there are bands going out and doing shows and all, but I had tickets for 2020, the summer of 2020, mm-hmm. for four different bands. They've mm-hmm. all rescheduled theirs to 2022. So it's not like it's just the Goos that are pushing it back. Because every concert I had tickets for 2020 that pushed it back to 2021 has now pushed it back to 2022. So, I mean, they're not the only ones.
Yeah, but it'll be great when it's all done. And you guys will get a chance as soon as they reschedule them, then Ticketmaster gives you an opportunity. If you can't make the rescheduled date, you can get your refund. I think you have 30 days, right, Jen? Mm-hmm. After a rescheduled date is announced. So you guys will have that opportunity. But I'm going to wait another year, you know? A little frustrating, but I'm a Rolling Stones fan too, and I've waited longer. So,
well, you've got the bunny to keep you company.
And we do have the bunny. Yeah. And they're also working on a new album. But before that, they were working on Rarities came out.
Well, it hasn't come out yet. It's coming out.
It will.
June 25th.
Will. It's pre-ordering. Happened.
Yes, you can pre-order.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to talk about Rarities, Jen? You know, talk about disgruntled people.
Don't look at me. No.
I am. I'm glaring at her because a comment, perhaps one made. So a lot of you have voiced your consternation over the definition of a rarity.
I don't know why, because Iris is as rare as it gets.
Oh, I'm just going to smack you, I swear.
Promise.
You don't tip enough. I think that, first of all, I cannot speak for the band or band management. I can say a lot of times this is, quit blaming them for a personal decision. That's what I'm trying to walk around. A lot of times label people that own the publishing, they make decisions and make calls on what goes on, things like this. So, don't throw all of it, I would say, in the band's court. There's a lot of stuff that you guys said that you'd rather hear on a rarities thing, including Cause You're Gone. I could not believe all the people that were freaking out that wanted the Cause You're Gone. They wanted 1,000 words, right? Yep. You know, when you raise your hand, they can't see you.
Okay. You can.
I can. That's true. Yeah. And I love 1,000 words. So I would be right down with that too. But it's something to come out while they're busy working hard on the new album, which they are. And we could call them semi-rarities.
And I'm going to make this announcement here for the first time ever. I'm going to take everyone's suggestions of what they wanted on the rarity CD. And I'm going to burn old school CDs and sell them out of the back of a van. Down on the corner.
Down by the river. Down by the river in your van.
I got you covered. I got your back. I'm not going to leave people hanging.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm surprised you're not using VCR tapes for videos.
I'm going to call them imports.
A little air quotes, imports. I like that.
I'm importing them from my computer.
There you go. And exporting. Yeah, yes. There you go. So if you want to have Jen's van stop by. You know, it's just life and what it is. If we could control the universe, it'd be different. If I could control the universe, they'd be, you know, doing a show from my living room.
Really?
Mm, No,
you just moved basement? In. It's a mess. Come on.
It really is. It's really
I don't mean
sad.
A mess like your house is a mess. I mean, you're really just moving in and getting things in order and you want a band setting up. Come on.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's, well, the boxes are mostly gone now. So, but yeah, so we get it. And we know you guys, I think it's cool that everybody instantly knew which songs that they would have wanted. And I think it'd be really fun sometime if the band just like took a massive survey and pick things that fans wanted. But
okay, that's not happening.
I try to sweet talk this shit, and Jen's always like, "Nah, that happened."
I like to crush people's dreams.
Yeah, yes, you do mine.
But it'll be good. I mean, there's still good stuff on there.
No, there's great
it's
stuff.
Not
on
everyone's
there.
Dream, you know. I mean,
I love "Don't Change." Always have.
Oh yes, 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 I do too. Mm-hmm. That and the original version. I love that song. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, it'll still be good just because it's not, you know, the ideal. I mean, you know, 2 o'clock when the lights come on in the bar, you know, it's good enough. You know, whoever's there.
That's the best album review ever. Wow.
It's like that Saturday Night Live skit with Kate McKinnon. You ever see it where it's the drunk in the bar at the end of the night and they always hook up with like whoever happens to be there and Keenan's the bartender. It's always like, my eyes. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. No, I don't. I have no idea what you're talking about.
For real?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding you. Oh. I'm old. I'm not dead. Come on. Yeah.
So, yeah, it'll be great. And you can pre-order it now. And the vinyl, I think the vinyl, the signed vinyl, the limited edition, like with the misprint on it, I think that sold out like pretty quickly. So I don't think
sold out
in
less
left.
Than an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right about
but
now.
You can still order the regular vinyl, and that's a double album, so that's kind of cool.
It's very cool. Remember those, something every collector should get.
Remember those days of double albums?
Yeah. I would say remember 45s, but I know you don't, so
yeah. You know who my father is, so yeah,
I
we have
know.
A lot of 45s.
Yeah, see, they should know who your father is, but they'd be intimidated.
I never personally bought any 45s, but I did have a lot of cassette singles.
Oh my god, I remember those. Anyway,
but there's a lot of cool merch for the rarities too.
Yes, there is. Actually, I really like some of the merch.
I
and
do
some
too.
Of it's really well priced.
There's a t-shirt that I really really like, and whatever, like no one cares, I'll really like this t-shirt, but I do, and it looks really soft and comfy, and I just want to touch it. And but there's a sweatshirt, there's a hoodie that's like $30.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
As I said, the prices are crazy. It's been a lot of years since I've seen a hoodie, a band hoodie, for $30.
I'm convinced it's a misprint, so go and get one now before they figure it out.
The first day merch was up, Jen's like, everybody, go get a hoodie. It's going to change. But so far it hasn't. So
yeah, because they haven't called one. So guys, run out and get this hoodie before it goes up to like $60 or something.
Well, we'll say it's an altruistic thing that the band knew that so many people are laid off that they needed a reasonably priced piece of merch, but still probably a misprint. So hurry up.
Yeah, it sounds better than saying they hit a 2 instead of a 5. So
It does, doesn't it?
But even though the tour got rescheduled, which sucks, but you know, it's for the best, they are still playing Summerfest in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
So there's that. So that'll be cool. You can still see them there. And there's like a ton of bands playing.
Yeah, ton of bands I love playing.
Oh.
Do you know Summerfest used to be the largest summer festival in the world?
Did it?
Yeah, it's been probably 15 years since it was the largest one, but it did. And they're having a really cool thing right now where there's 2 weekends coming up where if you go to their drive-through vaccination clinic, which get vaccinated, people.
Yes.
The chip doesn't hurt when it goes in. You'll be fine. Anyway,
and you get better 5G.
You do get, and if I lose my husband, I can look him up on Find My iPhone and there he beeps. But anyway, if you go to one of their drive-through clinics, you get, and get your COVID-19 vaccine, you get a free ticket to Summerfest. So you can't really beat that. That's pretty cool. Free shot.
Yep, and that's ticket. Saturday, June 5th and Sunday, June 6th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Go and get your vaccine and get a free ticket.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. I hope you guys all have your vaccine. I know that's not cool. Some people are really anti-vaxxers or whatever, but yeah, I don't care. get a freaking vaccine. I want to get back to quote unquote normal as fast as we can. Yeah. I want to see your faces at shows.
Yeah. And the way to do it is herd immunity, which means get vaccinated so we can get rid of it.
Yeah.
Hey, remember when we all had polio? No, you don't. Because you got vaccinated. It, you know, things don't usually annoy me. Now she's on the floor.
Oh, God. No, please, go ahead. I have to hear this.
But something that really annoys me about the vaccine thing is, okay, first of all, science, you know, but whatever. But I'm not going to get on a whole tangent about anti-vaccine people. I'll do that another day. But the thing that I've heard so many people say about the vaccine is that they don't want it because, I mean, I'm throwing the people out that are just talking about getting the microchip and all, because I don't care if anyone gets mad. That's ridiculous. Okay. But I've heard people say they were hesitant to get it because it got rushed through so quickly. I think that what people don't understand is that COVID is a virus that has existed before. This was just the, you know, the one they found in 2019. So it's been around. So they were already working on stuff for this kind of virus before. And what got rushed was getting it approved and put through all the, like, the red tape that the government puts in place to keep it from actually getting real, you know, a vaccine to get, you know, authorized and get put out. That's what got rushed through. All the bureaucracy that keeps things and makes things take forever.
Forever.
Not the actual science. So if that's what you're worried about, stop it and get the shot.
Yeah.
There you go. I'm off my soapbox. Not really. I've still got more.
I was going to say, dude, no, there's no way. Let's see if you can make it like 5 minutes before.
I got one foot on.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of like a car base at GM or something. They've got, you know, the whole structure and the base, and they're just building other things on top of it. And so they just built the vaccine for this particular form of it, of COVID, up from that, and did a hell of a job. And again, you know, shout out to our Laura that works on the site that works with Dr. Fauci. I have to keep saying, I asked her about stuff the other day, and she's like, yes, you cannot wear a mask and it's really okay. Yes, you can. Don't have to wear your mask.
I still wear mine. I'm going to wear mine forever. And you know why? Because every winter I get 1,000 colds. I didn't have one this past winter. I'm wearing a mask forever.
How do you get colds when you literally never hardly go anywhere?
Well, because I didn't used to work at home. I used to go out to work and go out to the grocery store and do all that other kind of stuff without a mask on. But now that I've been wearing a mask, I'm not even getting colds and crap. So I just might wear one forever.
Yeah, now I have to learn to start wearing makeup again. And...
oh my God, I know, right? Ugh. It's so great to go out without any makeup or anything on.
Well, it is what it is, but... you guys have been so awesome on the site. We really appreciate you sticking around during this admittedly slow time. And I want to thank the people that work on the AG site who are much more patient than me, because they keep cranking out one Facebook post, three tweets at least, and an Instagram post every day, and sit around trying to make them interesting and fun. And shout out to the bunch of you that do that stuff, because you guys are awesome. I don't...
shout out!
How everybody's brains haven't cracked even more is beyond me. So, but it's been really neat. You guys have been just... all the fans have been just super awesome in supporting the band through this. You know, there's a couple naysayers, but it's just because they miss the band. You know, they want to hear them, but it'll happen. I mean, they want to be on tour just as much as everybody else. So much as everybody else wants to see them. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know.
I don't know if they really want to more. I'm just taking that from when my husband was home locked here down. And he was like, if I don't get out and work, I'm going to kill somebody.
Totally get it. Yeah. So trust me. You know, they want to be out there too. So it'll happen again. It's coming along. And I have no idea what to say, Jen.
You know what else happened since the last time we recorded?
What?
You got a cat.
I did get a cat. I got a cat named Daniel, who's super awesome, cool, whose person that I got him from gave me COVID, and that wasn't cool. But hey, we got Daniel. So, he's doing awesome and settled, freaked out that he's in a new, you know, comes over to our place and gets all settled in. And then we're like, yeah, we're moving, dump him in a whole new house. But he's digging it. He's liking it. So
do you sing Daniel to him all the time?
No, I started to, but nobody at my house wants to hear me sing, trust me.
Right? Oh, no one here wants to hear me either, but I don't let that stop me, just like Fred Durst.
We're just afraid of you.
Yeah.
Just, did you say just like Fred Durst? That was awesome. Sorry. Yeah, no. So we got a cat, and we're just muddling through like everybody else, man. Just trying to hang in there and starting to go back out places, and that seems weird. But really cool.
Yeah, so. I went to the movies.
You're a wild thing.
The other night. Yeah, it's I haven't been to a movie theater in forever. We were literally, the four of us were the only four people there, which was fine. I'm down with that.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, we went to the movies. We went to see the 35th anniversary of Stand By Me. It was so good. Still.
Yeah. This is all going to be awesome when we're all set. We're all back. We're all at shows. It'll be fun. We'll get there.
I actually had tickets for a show for this year. Not till November, but so wow. I may go to a concert in November. Look at that. Big You're plans.
She's crazy. I don't know. But anyway, Jen, I just feel like we just rambled and rambled and rambled.
But that's all we do in our life, every day, all the time. What's new? You say this every podcast. That's what we do. That's our brand. It's on brand for us.
Yeah, being idiots is
on. We ramble. Like, maybe the Led Zeppelin song should be our theme. No, because I don't like Led Zeppelin, and I know I'm going to get, like, hate mail for that. What? But,
how do you not like Led Zeppelin?
Easy, because I can't stand Robert Plant's voice.
I'm going to talk to your dad about
you. The look I'm getting. He knows. That caterwauling, I can't deal with it. I like the music. Like, when I hear someone else cover one of their songs, I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Okay, you're going off on a tangent again. Bring it back to Goo Goo Dolls, girl.
Bring it back to Goo Goo Dolls should do rarities with covers of Led Zeppelin songs. God.
With really cheap sweatshirts. They I hope it's a trend.
Do a cover of Ramble On, and then it could be our podcast theme song. See how I bring everything together. Full circle.
It's a circle of life, Jen, because of you.
All right. Well, this was a short and sweet podcast to get you back into being gone for 6 months. Annie, the master of short and sweet over there.
She gives me crap about that because when I fill in once in a while on Facebook, I'll say something like, here's a short and sweet thing. And then she's like, and then you write five damn paragraphs. And so
look, I don't yell like angrily. It makes me laugh when it says this will be short and sweet. And then it's five paragraphs.
I don't know how you guys do it.
What is long for you?
Yeah.
Anyhow.
I just can't. Yeah. Thanks for listening, you guys.
It's been too long.
It is good to be back, and we'll get our shit together eventually.
No, we won't.
No, we won't.
But if I haven't gotten my shit together in 46 years, it's not going to happen.
46?
Yeah, I know I'm old. Thank you.
How many fingers am I holding up?
Two.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. There you go.
I'll let y'all guess which two she's holding up.
Yeah, one on each. We love you guys. Hang in there. Have a great week.
Go out and download the EP21 and pre-order Rarities.
Yay.
The official one, not the one I'm selling out of my van.
Oh, down by the river.
I'll give you a link to that later. Bye, guys. Never gonna live if you're too scared to die. I'm so alive. I'm so alive.